And we had oranges.
Mm.
You know, the backyard was, we got a lot of food, and we also had chickens
mm-hmm.
and turkeys.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Behind the garage.
What kinds of chickens? Any special type?
Well, I think we just had probably Rhode Island Reds and the White Leghorns.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, people don't understand who have not been poor. We ate every single bit of that chicken.
I'm sure.
My mother used to, you know, we also had one chicken for eight people. That's why I like the wings.
What?
That's why I like the wings. That's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. So, kind of interesting when you think about it. The way we ate.
But it was probably nutritious.
Of course it was. Of course it was. We had a lot of vegetables. We also had a loaf of bread on the table every night for dinner. Oh no, Mother wasn't, she was a wonderful cook, but she was not, she made homemade bread sometimes, but I know during the war she made her own mayonnaise
mm-hmm.
and butter. We had oleo.
Yes, we yeah. squeezed the.
Yeah, oh. Anyway, but we ate very healthy. We ate a lot of beans,
mm-hmm.
lima beans, pink beans, a lot of potatoes.
How was great in Northern?
Limas, yeah.
Dry limas.
With ham hocks, yeah.
Yeah.
So Mother would get a soup on and make soup. So we ate a lot of that kind of food that I don't think my kids got it too. And I'm going back to it now.
It's delicious.
It's much better. I don't buy food. I don't buy prepared food very often anymore. I cook from scratch.
Yes. Soups are wonderful.
Oh, they are.
And they last several days.
Sure they do.
Okay. The difference between steps and stairs, is there for you?
No.
Oh.
Oh, you go upstairs, but you take steps to when you're on the stairs, but primarily steps are what you walk on going into the house.
Just a couple of steps up.
A couple of steps up, but you walk upstairs to get from one floor to the other.
Yes, okay. So the individual plank or whatever, let's say you
yeah.
wanted to go up to
I'd
my
go up
second
your stairs.
Floor, up my stairs.
Yeah.
And let's say if you wanted to talk about one having a squeak, you would say this stair has a squeak.
Squeaky. Yeah.
Not this step.
No, it's a stair.
The step is more outside.
Yeah, I think so. Or a step stool.
But yes.
See,
right.
It's only just maybe two or three.
Okay. And
two or three levels.
Yeah. And would you be more likely to say staircase or stairway? No.
If you're in a beautiful home, and if a winding staircase, you take the staircase.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just take the stairs up.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Okay. Okay. Variations. So, the inside of the house you told me about, so that's okay. Now, a ranch or farm family sometimes has more work done, and so they take on extra people. What is the work?
They're farmhands. Or probably out here in California, they were. What's the word? What were they? Wetbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Braceros.
But no, yeah, braceros. But if in the context that you're talking about,
just ranch.
Yeah, ranch hands. I guess ranch hands. Yeah.
Yeah. Or
yeah.
Or hired hands.
I think hired hand is a Midwestern.
A Western.
Yeah, it's a hired hand is a was not. I don't think it, because I was not raised around them, I would never consider a hired hand as a Midwestern
mm-hmm.
or maybe a Southern.
Mm-hmm.
Expression, you know.
So ranch hand.
A ranch hand, yeah.